Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, September 22nd, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows more than 300 wealthy special interest donors contributed nearly $450,000 to both the Republican and Democratic candidates for governor. Republican Scott Walker took in about $245,000 from these so-called double givers, while Democrat Tom Barrett accepted about $204,000 from them. All this money rolled in between July 2009 and June 2010. With us here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, I think the first obvious question is, who are these people and why does anyone give to candidates in opposing parties running for the same office? I mean, I really don't suspect you find the average citizen giving to both candidates for governor or any other office.
Well, you know, these are some of the wealthiest and most elite campaign donors that you'll find in Wisconsin. You know, they're manufacturing interests, the heads of construction firms, bankers, lawyers. They're people who have a lot of money to give and are big donors. But what they're doing is hedging their bets. You know, special interest donors are very fond of insisting that they just give campaign contributions for the same reason that everybody else might chip in $25 or $50 in a campaign. They just want to support candidates who share their views. They just want to, they want to give to people who would share their philosophy of government. But this double giving, this bet hedging, I think clearly undercuts that claim, because they don't particularly care who becomes governor. They don't particularly care which party's in charge. They simply want access to and influence over whoever ends up inhabiting that office. And so they hedge their bets. They put money on both sides because they know one side's gonna win and one side's gonna be in power, and they want access and influence when that happens.
Okay. The Democracy Campaign also makes an argument this time around that these so-called double givers may be giving to Barrett and Walker, not only to cozy up to the winner, but remain friendly with the loser. What's the gist of that?
Well, if Tom Barrett wins and Scott Walker loses, Walker continues to be county executive in Milwaukee County. If Walker wins and Barrett loses, Barrett goes back to being mayor of Milwaukee. And so I think particularly for the big interests that are from Milwaukee or Milwaukee County, they want to be on good terms with the person who's the head of county government or the head of city government in Milwaukee. And so, again, this is classic behavior. They want access to and influence over whoever's in office, wherever they are in office. And if one of them's going to become governor, and they'd like to have. That governor know that they're a supporter, but one of them is going to be back in Milwaukee working either as county executive or mayor, and they want to be on good terms there too.
Okay. What's the solution, if any, when special interests give to more than one candidate and multiple parties vying for just one office? I mean, aren't contributors free to give to whoever they want as long as the candidates and the contributors respect the contribution limits and other aspects of campaign finance law?
Well, you know, what we showed in this report is another dimension of the bigger problem. And we've shown in the past in reports that most of the money that legislators raise comes from people who can't even vote for them because the donors don't even live in their districts. And here what we're showing is that you've got wealthy donors who are putting money on everybody in the race because they just want to make sure that they've got money on the eventual winner. And the problem is that we've got a system where all the campaigning that's being done by candidates in both parties is being paid for by less than 1% of the state's population. And what you end up with then is politicians who cater to the 1% who bankroll the campaigns, and they hand them tax breaks, and they hand them pork barrel spending projects, and they give them no-bid contracts for state government work, and they lavish all of these benefits on the 1% that bankrolls the campaigns at our expense. The solution, I think, is to create a system that gives the other 99% a voice in the political process. And I think if we go to public financing of campaigns, then you don't have politicians who are so hopelessly beholden to 1% of the population that's doing all the donating, and in some cases putting money on both parties because they know one party is going to be in power. If we had a system that had all of us participating and we all had some financial stake in the system, then we could have politicians who could do what's right for all the people of this state. They could do what's the best for Wisconsin, what serves the public interest and what promotes the common good. And we wouldn't simply have them slavishly serving a tiny cross-section of the population that happens to do all the donating to the political campaigns.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about who some of these wealthy contributors are and how much they gave to both Walker and Barrett, please check out the September 22nd report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.